Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Ernie Yarbrough today, filling in live for Phil Williams. Live from the Right Side studio, local, state, national, all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're coming into a big election season here. All kinds of races are up for grabs statewide. Obviously, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, auditor, even the ag commissioner. But one important race that is really a whole set of races, this whole office, it's really important that often gets overlooked, is the State Board of Education. Incredibly important for policy in our state and directing the faith, values, morals, and excellent quality of our schools. And I have on today with me someone running for State Board of Education, Emily Jones. You may know her, Moms for Liberty, a warrior and fighter for freedom and faith. And she's thrown her hat in the ring for State Board of Education. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My honor to have you, young lady. And I wanted to just give the platform, the floor to you for a minute to just talk for about three and a half, four minutes about how you got with Moms for Liberty, and then jump into why you're running and what your platform is.
Yeah, well, thank you. Like you said, most people know me for Moms for Liberty and the things that we've been doing, whether it's CS Library events with Kurt Cameron or dinners with Riley Gaines and Marjorie Taylor Greene. We kind of do a lot, very broad efforts there. But that's really, you know, how I got my feet into politics is dealing with that. Like most people, COVID was a wake-up call. Seeing the things that were happening with our kids, not necessarily curriculum-wise, but just the overarching or the overreach of government authority telling our kids what we had to do. We all kind of went through that together, but that's really what got me awake and involved and realized that our school boards are not making decisions that they should be making. So for me, you know, I engaged on the masking issue and sent an email to my local school board outlining why masks were bad and we needed to not do that. We needed to really let parents decide. And my superintendent very politely, and I mean, he really was very genuine in his response, just said, well, we follow the guidance of our local health department. Well, you start pulling that onion back and you really start realizing that none of our decisions are made locally. They're all being made at a state level and in some cases national levels, and they're just forced upon all of us. Mm. So that really helped me understand that a lot of our issues that we experience locally are being pushed at a state level. So if we want to have the impact that we need, you've got to think bigger than just your local community. So for me, I continue just to really dig into what's happening in our schools and understand it. This audience has heard me talk about social emotional learning and mental health programs ad nauseum. And that was really the push or the tipping point for me was dealing with my son being forced into counseling that I did not want him to be involved in. Sure. And we have state laws that say you can't do this. But when I pushed back and tried to exercise my rights and our laws, I was told, well, you can't opt out of this because it's a state standard.
Yep.
Well, our state standards are established at the State Board of Education level. So yep. If they're not revising standards to align with the law, then parents have no way to fight this.
That's right. And what good does it do to pass good laws if the policies don't reflect that? That's right. 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, for
exactly.
Sure. So we got about 30, 35 seconds here, maybe 40 seconds this has been like a shorter clip here, but I wanted people to hear your voice. Why are you running and what difference do you want to make?
I'm running because I'm a firm believer that those in government positions should work for the people. And we have a state board that does not work. They rubber stamp things. So I want to get in there, shake that up, and make sure the board is working to pass policies that align with the values of our state.
Wonderful. Yes, we need people in our places of elected office who will support our values, reinforce when we do pass good legislation, and make sure that even as we see it at the DC level, it's not just about passing good laws, but it's about who's implementing and walking those laws out and holding accountable, being held accountable for the faithful enactment of laws that are passed under the goodwill of our people. So Emily Jones running for a State Board of Education, Moms for Liberty champion, looking to do what's right even when the going gets tough, because that is the Right Side way.